Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Good day. Here are the stories for the Manila Times for Friday, May 3, 2024. Today's episode is brought to you by Wilcon Depot, the Philippines' leading home improvement and construction supplies retailer, your trusted building partner. Read, review PHUS military exercises. Senators on Thursday said the yearly Balikatan joint military exercises between the Philippines and the United States should be reviewed to make them more responsive to the need to deter China's persistent aggression in the West Philippine Sea. Senator Jinggoy Estrada, chairman of the Committee on National Defense and Security, noted that Balikatan, organized by the Armed Forces of the Philippines and the U.S. Armed Forces, is not designed for combat operations against other nations. Estrada reiterated the Philippines' unwavering commitment to upholding international law and promoting regional peace. He emphasized that the country will continue to engage in lawful activities within its territorial jurisdiction, including in Bajo de Masinloc, which is a vital source of livelihood for Filipinos and falls within the Philippines' exclusive economic zone. Read, MWSS rules out water service interruption. There will be no water service interruption in Metro Manila this month, despite the declining level in Angat Dam, the Metropolitan Water Works and Sewerage System, MWSS, said Thursday. The MWSS issued this statement after the National Water Resources Board granted MWSS request not to reduce its regular water allocation that comes from Angat Dam located in Norzagaray, Bulacan. Angat Dam supplies more than 90% of potable water to Metro Manila. As of noon May 2, the MWSS official said, the water level of Angat Dam was at 187.12 meters, and the level continues to drop due to the lower volume of rainfall. Read, Chinese envoy summoned over water cannon attack. The Department of Foreign Affairs, DFA, summoned a senior Chinese envoy on Thursday to protest a water cannon incident that damaged two Philippine vessels during a patrol in the South China Sea. A Coast Guard vessel and another government boat were damaged in the April 30 incident near the disputed Bajo de Masinloc, Scarborough Shoal, the DFA said. Manila and Beijing have a long history of territorial disputes in the South China Sea, and the neighbors have been involved in several maritime incidents in recent months as they assert their rival claims in the strategic waterway. The latest, near the China-controlled Scarborough Shoal, occurred during a mission to resupply Filipino fishermen. Zhou Jiyong, the number two official at the Chinese embassy, was summoned by Manila over the harassment, ramming, swarming, shadowing and blocking, dangerous maneuvers, use of water cannons, and other aggressive actions of China Coast Guard and Chinese maritime militia vessels, the DFA statement said. Read, Pimentel, PCG should have water cannons too. Senate Minority Leader Aquilino Pimentel III said Philippine Coast Guard, PCG, ships should be equipped with water cannons so that they can also blast water at Chinese vessels the next time the latter use this tactic to harass Filipinos in the West Philippine Sea. The senator made the suggestion after the April 30 incident in which China Coast Guard and Chinese militia vessels water cannoned and rammed the vessels of the PCG and Bureau of Fisheries and Aquatic Resources, who were on their way to Bajo de Masinloc, Scarborough Shoal, to bring food and supplies to Filipino fishermen in the area. Read, Marcos vows assistance for drought-hit farmers. President Ferdinand Marcos Jr. assured workers in the agricultural sector and other industries heavily affected by the El Niño phenomenon that the government is ready to assist them to weather the effects of the dry spell. The promise of help came as the Department of Agriculture, DA, put the agricultural damage caused by the El Niño phenomenon at P5.9 billion, with drought affecting 113,585 farmers and fisherfolk in 12 regions. The president said the government assistance, which was part of the ongoing program of the DA, the Department of Social Welfare and Development, DSWD, and the Department of Labor and Employment, would soon be provided to the affected workers. Read, Surveillance versus Red Groups intensified. The National Intelligence Coordinating Agency, NICA, on Thursday said it has intensified surveillance work on leftist groups recruiting youths online. NICA Deputy Director General for Special Concerns Abelardo Villacorta said the initiative was in compliance with Executive Order 54, issued on January 19, that created the Directorate for Cybersecurity and Emerging Threats. Executive Order 54 paved the way for the reorganization of the NICA to adapt to the changing threats to national security. Business, outstanding government debt ends run of record highs. Topping business, the national government's outstanding debt fell to 14.93 trillion pesos in March, the Bureau of the Treasury reported on Thursday, snapping a five-month run of record highs. It fell from February's 15.18 trillion pesos but was still higher than the year-earlier 13.9 trillion pesos, Treasury data showed. The drop was attributed to the net redemption of domestic government securities. Of the total debt stock, domestic borrowings comprise the bulk, or 68.86%, at 10.28 trillion pesos. It was 2.83% lower compared to February's 10.58 trillion pesos. Sports, rain or shine eyes crucial win. In sports, rain or shine swings back to action as it faces Lex in a game that has a lot of playoff implications for both squads as the PBA Philippine Cup reaches the homestretch today, May 3rd, at the Phil Sports Arena in Pasig City. The Elasto Painters will enter the game with confidence high, having won five of their last six games since opening the conference with four straight losses. The team of coach Yang Gao tangles with Mlex, 5-4, at 7:30 p.m. in the opening game. Magnolia, 5-4, also tries to get back from a forgettable loss to Meralco on Sunday when it clashes with Terra Firma, 5-5, at 4:30 p.m. Read, opinion and editorial. Rigoberto Tiglao and Francisco Tatat are today's front page columnists. Tiglao asks if the Senate and media are under the thumb of the president, while Tatat asks if the world is waiting for the shoe to drop in the proxy war between Washington and Beijing. Today's editorial says the world has one last chance for a global treaty on plastic wastes. Read the full version in the paper's opinion section or listen to the voice of the Times. For more news and information, read the Manila Times on print, subscribe to its digital edition or log on to www.manilatimes.net. Follow us on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, TikTok and LinkedIn, and be part of our communities on Viber, Telegram, and Mastodon.
Our longest trusted English newspaper since 1898. Now available digitally. Computer, order the Manila Times Digital Edition. Subscribed. Get the Manila Times Digital Edition for less than 2 pesos and 50 centavos per day when you sign up for 1 year. The Manila Times, news source of choice, trusted since 1898.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.